This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I'm about to roofie you.
This is so creepy.
Look at that. Whoever would have thought? Just sounds like a nice song.
It's because we were still asleep, but not contemporary woke.
Yeah.
I remember the glory days of like 2 years ago when woke meant woke, and then they come and took that from us too.
Yeah, it's changing a lot.
It's like woke, depending on which side of the aisle or the building or whatever you want to say.
The room is spinning. You're getting roofied tonight.
What was in... Like, she literally says, what was in this drink?
Well, if it was Milton Berle, it'd be a pretty good guess.
I know what he stirred it with. The weather. Fat boy, you worked me. Unless you went to the other side of the building and went downstairs.
Well, you know, I had a correspondent go out for me.
Oh, did you?
And then he or she came in. And weather spoiled me, so...
Yeah.
I didn't have to go.
I peeked out a window.
Well, I actually walked downstairs and...
Did you do a grass angel?
No, but it's that wind howl. I hear it. Like two or three nights ago, it literally sounded like wolves howling. And that's that...
It's the worst part.
Almost like a old, tired ghost.
I would be...
He's like he's a ghost with COPD.
He's a little heck. I'd be curious to know how many sleds get sold today. I knew somebody was looking for one. How many snow shovels get sold?
I remember those days. How much fun.
I'd get a garbage can lid. Wouldn't that be easier?
Depending on your weight, because I always thought that too. And then when you just sit down on it, then it just pushes it in the ground and it don't move. And then somebody says, here, let me push you. And then you just roll down it because there's your weight. It's got something to do with science.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like the way some boats can weigh blank tons, but then float. When they were made out of steel. I guess they still are, but that's just, that in itself to me is pretty damn amazing.
When I really lived here back in the day, we lived on top of Dead Man's Hill. Which was
near the curve,
the best place to sled down because it was so much fun.
You hear the wind?
a little wet.
They're a little moist.
A moist wind.
God, keep howling. I'm getting turned on right now.
Hey, everybody, it's Wolfman Jack.
Hey, baby, it's going to be cold outside because it's January and it's going to snow, you bitch.
Here, have some drink. Your daddy ain't going to come asking for you. Did you tell him where you was going, by the way?
I'm going sledding with the wolf mother.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen. Why did you bring those wine coolers?
There's abuse outside. I'm going to stop it.
What did they do? Hold on. I'm going to win this round of my own game, too. John Legend and Kelly Clarkson, they did the updated version where they took that part out. Which, I mean, what? He probably, you know, I get it. But it's so weird that just forever... People, and I was one of them too, guys. We're survivors.
Really are.
Just monotonous, just blindly singing these songs. I still don't understand the nursery rhyme about the cradle falling out of the tree. I don't understand why London Bridge was falling and why we cared over here and wanted to sing songs about it.
I like to sing Pour Some Sugar on Me, but is he talking about...
Yeah.
Am I doing that to somebody?
He's got the peaches.
Powdered sugar, my friend.
No, she has the peaches, which these days would mean like butt implants, I guess. And then he's got the cream.
Sticky and sweet from his head to his feet.
Hey!
I was like, this might be a little more graphic than I'm comfortable with.
Yeah. But you know.
That's going to go away, though.
What?
Maybe not. It's going to come back full circle. All the overanalyzation, quote unquote, woke. Because that's starting to splinter off for those people. Like, you got woke versus super woke, which, look, sounds stupid, but these are terms people use, like super feminism.
Dude, it's like on one of the things on... I don't want to go talking about this, but just as an example, one of the things on Tinder was asking you what your personality type is, and it's just got abbreviations. And I didn't pick because I didn't want to sit there and take the time to Google all of those. Like, I could tell most of them were introvert, extrovert, but then it was like EXJV1. I'm like, I don't know what that means. And then also the other question on there, it always baffles me, vaccinated?
Yes,
no, or prefer not to answer. Like, oh, we're going to start off like that? I'm wanting to ask you questions, and you're wanting to tell me?
Well, you know you can't pick that third answer. It's just not an option.
That's the one I see the most.
You may as well say no. If
I know. Right. Like, hey, did you ever cheated on a previous ex? Prefer not to say.
Oh.
I plead the fifth. You know? It's okay. You're guilty. You just don't want to say it.
Do you feel like, well... You said you don't want to talk about it.
I just use that as an example. I don't want to take away from this in-the-moment weather thing. But I was just looking so we can hit all the... And if you're some of the awesome people that listen all around the country and world, our men and women overseas...
Pray for us.
We see it on the... Whatever the podcast analytics stuff is, we see where the little... Unless y'all got your internet rerouted over in other countries, which I don't doubt from some of you.
That's what our boy Jimothy Shondells used to do in the UK.
He rerouted.
Yeah, because he would have to pick it up from here.
Yeah.
Because we were illegal.
We were illegal in the UK for a while. I never understood that. But
he found a way.
Anyway, Greenville, where we are, it's howling, but not crazy like wind blowy, but just you hear that like an old ghost. 27. Charlotte, 24, pretty much the same thing. Can't verify the howling, though. Asheville, 24. Chattanooga, 28.
Nuke.
Even Myrtle Beach, 30. Oh, God.
But luckily for us, you know, the majority of the bad stuff is not supposed to start till this afternoon.
Yeah,
where are we on that shaft that they showed on the?
Now it's like,
we down by
snowy guests around 1 in the afternoon.
I think we're closer.
This is like election results. This is like the environment
too,
talk.
Too close
this
to
is,
call.
No, it's literally my speaker at the house. Before I left, I said, "Hey, so and so, when's it going to start S-wording today?" Yeah, it's snowing, and. You'll have 0.56 blah-blah accumulation starting at around 5 p.m. And then when I went to bed, it was 9 p.m. it was going to start. And then now it's like, Y'all just put on there. How about this?
I don't think they know.
They don't. Just put on their IDK on your little weather report. Not you, Paige, but like everyone.
I think it depends how fast the wind is blowing. When the snow is going to get here.
You guys want to talk to Al Roker? I mean, what do you want? You want me to book it?
I want satellite radio.
That's all crap.
I think it's funny.
We had it offered to us to interview a meteorologist, and we didn't.
But looking back, it's been kind of like I didn't.
I would have asked a bunch of weather questions, not about this weather, though.
Yeah, which, you know, look, they probably like that stuff.
What do you know about HAARP?
That's why they call it weather conspiracies.
Yeah.
Is the government going to control it
like,
for how long? Since,
are you guys part of HAARP and you can, like, bet other unknowing people like what the weather's going to be tomorrow because you really know what the weather's going to be tomorrow because you work for HAARP? Fun little things like that.
I think I saw where, you know, like...
I also feel like, and I'm kind of looking at the text line, and or maybe y'all are just chilling, listening, or who knows, but, like, this will be a podcast show because... I feel like just by looking at the activity, like the numbers are a little lower.
Oh, yeah. Schools are done.
School's out, so.
E-learning, you know what that means. That means day off.
Like, I think here at our company, you know, the talent, that's what they call us. I love it.
Yeah, I
won't stray away from it.
They recognize.
The talent, you know, we will be working here today, but the other ones, you know, play by ear, see what's going on.
Yeah.
Be remote. Safe.
Yeah, which means suddenly you live on a house on top of a big hill, don't you?
You know what always sucks?
And your brakes aren't good, and also your tires are bald. That's what you're going to say.
Uh-huh.
Boss would always, not our boss, but usually a boss in any work situation would be like, well, use your best judgment.
Like, what that does that mean?
Yeah, like you legally can't say you have to come to work in those conditions. So you say, use your best judgment, which we all know what that means. If you don't show up, you ain't going to have a job.
Or if you, well, some people I would think that if it's like the bus system, like, you know, how, well, you should know this, Fat Boy, grown up in Pickens County, because of the small amount of kids who lived in the mountains in Pickens County, the whole school would be shut down because they couldn't get down the damn mountain.
That was a good thing about, you know, one district.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, others where there are like four and five districts.
Well, anyway. Make me feel better and like text in just like anything. You can call me bad words, you know, not all bad words. Some of those might come back to haunt you, but just let us know you're out there. Because I still will put the same amount of effort in, but I just kind of hit me like, oh, wow. Yeah, it's people probably ain't leaving the house unless they work for blank drivers like we do. I'm kidding.
But don't be a dick if you're a boss. Just don't do it.
Not today. Uh-huh. Today is Friday anyway, so casual. You should be that way with your attitude as well.
But then again, don't be so laissez-faire and cavalier if you're an employee who thinks that, you know, well, I got the law on my side. You live most likely in a right-to-work state, and you'll get screwed either way.
Yeah.
Because you have people like that. Well, I was guaranteed paternity leave. What the hell?
Well, yeah. Well, where'd you move here from, Jersey? Well, okay. Well, we don't have that down here. That's probably what the Civil War was really about.
I get family medical leave.
We don't want them to start a union. We're going to call ourselves the union.
Or when they say, you can't legally sue me.
Paige.
You can't fire me.
Yes, sir.
Don't look over your shoulder right now. It's very graphic. Fat Boy's beaming something to the TV.
It really is.
See it. For real, don't look at it. What are you working on in the Plex? Wait a minute. I'm jumping ahead. I'm jumping ahead big time.
We really jump ahead if you want to jump ahead.
No, I don't want to jump ahead.
And I can tell you, and then we can get to it, but that's okay.
Person, do this, and I don't want to sound like I was talking about with the certain bosses and stuff, not ours, sounding dickheady.
Not ours.
When you text, like somebody's texting, it's snowing right now. Text in where you're at. You know what I mean?
If it's snow, like there really shouldn't be an excuse, right? You can navigate the snow.
It's
other stuff.
It's the sludge that melts down and then you slip sliding. And
like if you say, I can't get out of my driveway because of the snow, I'm like, well, it more than likely ain't sticking.
You can shovel snow. You can't shovel ice very easily.
I know you a lazy ass who don't want to work. That's what I know.
Well, they're pouring, they're doing the brine.
Brining them up.
Brining them up.
Brine everywhere.
If it's powder, it'll be fun. But if it's ice, it's going to be bad.
Oh, that sounds like drugs.
Wait, is that your only job if you do it once a year? You brine the roads? Like, what else do you do?
I think you probably worked the Zamboni at the Swamp Rabbits Games,
too. Ooh, I want to do that.
It's the same license.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. You just got to be OSHA approved. Do those things have governors on them, Zambonis?
They got to.
You can't go past 50 miles an hour.
I want to go like somewhere, like I guess on a frozen pond. Great movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it, but the fondest on Frozen Pond. But I want to see like some Zambonis out there just sliding around, maybe bumping into each other, like the trailer races that we used to watch.
I was at Big Box Retailer Neighborhood Market, maybe. And there was the buffer, like, was nobody was on it. And I told the dude, I'm like, there's nobody on the buffer, man. It's going crazy. Like, it's going everywhere. He's like, no, I mean, I drive it with my iPad. And then he showed me, like, it runs by itself. I'm like, oh, you big dummy. I went to look for a manager just because there was a buffer riding around with nobody on it.
Then why don't they make them where they can haul the scooters back in that people have to ride to the parking lot? Like, why do they? Because you know. That's like the fun. Hey, man, go pull some buggies. And you're like, well, I got to get the one first. And you have to drive it.
That's a good question because you can't fault them for not returning it because it defeats the whole purpose of using it.
Yeah.
They're not going to take it back at the store and then try to figure out how to walk to the back. Car.
Yeah. You think they have them where, because those have to be quite expensive. Like that day we were talking about how those, what is it called? You don't call them homeless anymore. It's unhoused. People will steal
home insecure
buggies and whatnot.
Oh, I'm sure they have a tracking device that.
Well, that guy was saying, some guy worked at a grocery store said they cost $400 brand new. And I'm like,
Jesus.
That's crazy that they just leave them out there like that to be stolen. But
the hobos they'll take them in the woods. I can show you a spot on the way home that's got like three carts in there.
Points at highway?
No, the other way, and they're all full of stuff.
How else are you going to carry all your stuff halfway?
I don't live in the woods. But the one guy's got it full of clothes. He's got it full of knickknacks. The one guy who sleeps Mother downtown Robert. Pushes his around.
Anyway, oh, my goodness. We lay hill.
You live in a shoe with Mother Hubbard. Glenn. You live in a shoe with Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba.
That's you.
Fumble. You should have fumbled against the Bucks, Chuba.
All right, we will take
go
a break
play in
here.
The snow?
There's a text that says it's not snowing
angels.
Anywhere in your listening area right now. That
go
person's lying. I love it. It ain't snowing.
Well, it is too. Just start arguing with it.
Was you scratching your hair, by the way, right before you said that?
Oh, God.
Happy Friday. Good morning.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ice Guys Morning Show.
That doesn't win a Grammy.
I don't know how she got such intestinal fortitude to blow one, that one out so loud.
Well, it's gone if she did have it.
I tell you, I hate to say it, but women can go hard with those. They don't even have to have like real big butts or anything.
I'm going
to
work on that, see if I can fart like that.
You're telling me you've never like, even, you've never
not
done
that
one
loud.
That even, what, she's on a microphone with a big speaker behind her. That's the echo.
Big Marshall.
You've never done any that were like even surprised yourself. Like, whoa.
I mean, of
that's
course,
some bass.
I've been sick before and it's been unpleasant, but generally there's diarrhea that follows that.
It really
to
is.
To be honest with you.
Man, you know, well, yeah.
If you're going to be making that kind of sound, it's not good.
I didn't think she knew she was going to do it. She was like, oh, look at this. It's what a surprise.
What was that?
Surprise, surprise.
God, was it a movie where the, you remember the song Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars?
There
you go, Shotgun.
Yes.
There was a movie where somebody would fart that part. They go, Shotgun.
Wow.
Might have been Heavyweights.
Can't remember which movie it was, but it was freaking great. Because every time I'd hear that song, I would just think about farting. Let me, you know, the weather is what it is. So far, so good. I mean.
Yeah, I just looked.
But also, when does it start? No one knows. So that's the truth of the matter. Because we're in the same room looking at different websites, and they all say different things. I tell you what is weird. It's that we were talking about the wokeness being sunset, as they say in the business world now.
Thank
they don't
God.
Say things have been canceled or they quit doing things.
That's why they don't say orientation anymore. They say onboarding.
Is that in respect to the Orient?
I don't know. I don't know if they changed it just to change it, but it's, you know, it's your onboarding.
I do know that I looked at a house and they called it the... oh, man. Well, shoot. It's right there on the tip of my tongue, too. Not the master bedroom, but something else.
Master suite.
No, they're taking the master part out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
God,
I don't
do
know
they
that
still
one.
Call the credit card the MasterCard? And
yeah,
is that
they
why
do.
They called it that?
That's a good question. Will this stuff go away?
Will it go away?
Certain names.
So,
Food Insecure?
We were talking about, oh, yeah. God, what's the other one? There's a new one. Packaging, it said stress-free packaging. What does that mean?
I have no clue.
Stress-free packaging. I don't know. So we're like, oh, yeah, the you know, the whole crazy woke stuff is kind of slowing down. And by that, I mean, even when it caused infighting within, because I don't know all the letters, within the gay community, where people are like, all right, look, I don't feel that way. You're not going to speak for me. And take your letters away because I'm just this, and I'm don't put me on, you know, with all the Disney stuff that was going on or whatever. So maybe this is a way to do it. I guess Peter Pan is going public domain now, like Winnie the Pooh did.
Okay. A lot of Peter, that story's been told so many times. Peter Pan.
It's a great story.
Yeah, I don't even know what the story is. Like, I know the character. And all that, but I don't know the story.
I kind of don't either, but it's kind of...
Really?
What is the plot?
It's got a weird connotation. He never grew up.
No.
That's Pinocchio.
He's a twink.
I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
If I did, I wouldn't be
a Toys R Us kid. Did they steal that?
Peter Pan's a twink, by what I understand.
And Tinkerbell's a fairy.
Well, you can't say
What's
that
What's the
anymore.
Difference? See? Okay, so anyway, you perfect the way you said that. In an upcoming horror movie... Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare, Tinkerbell will be a transsexual heroin addict.
Oh, no.
What?
Like, they're not just going the one route. They're gonna make you. Well, guys, look. Don't feel that way. They are a heroin addict.
How is that even possible? They.
Well, I don't know what they're gonna.
How is it possible? Because Tinkerbell is all of what, 3 or 4 inches big.
And Tinkerbell, I mean, that's the highlight of going to Disney World, or I don't know about world, but land, because Tinkerbell flies around the.
Well, she's going to be all doped up now.
Yeah, she's going to be running in the castle.
That's not good.
She's going to have track marks everywhere. She's going to have to start shooting it between her toes.
She's going to look like Marilyn Manson walking out of Disney going home.
Hey.
It's like, hey, why y'all. Are you walking? You could fly out of here, dude.
Pete it.
My wings are barking, man. By the way, do you have a rubber band?
Do they have any idea who Captain Hook is in that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably got both hands in this one.
Petey, you got to shoot me up in the crack.
Hey, mateys.
You know, I don't have all that, but that's, I mean, that's really what it is that.
I can't find a vein, Pan. You got to help me.
Tinkerbell is biologically. See, this is where I feel, and I'm not in the community, but I feel as though. I would look at anything like this saying, y'all are just posturing. Y'all are just trying to make money off this stuff. Because when I watch a movie, like let's say, give me any movie, any Fat Boy Go.
Titanic.
If I'm watching that, I'm not sitting there saying,
there was room
was
on that.
Was Jack thing. Born a man in real, you know, when he was born? Or, did you know. But they make a point to say, this is so stupid. Tinkerbell was biologically born a male, but he identifies as a female.
You know what? In this particular case, this might be interesting, actually.
He's outcast. Victimization. They outcast him because Peter Pan won't let Tinkerbell run with him and his lost boys.
Oh, they're vampires.
Yeah, no, well, not that maybe, but I think they're just saying, like, he's being ostracized because he's born a guy but identifies as a girl. So Peter Pan is like, no, man, we're not hanging with you. Get out of here. Meanwhile, though, a nymph flying around with butterfly wings was totally fine.
They've already twisted the whole thing.
But what is the... Is it... I mean, it's obviously... It's just to be... Funny? I don't know. I don't understand this.
It's definitely different. I just don't know how this stuff becomes public domain. Like, how does that decide it?
So the heroin is the pixie dust. That's why he's doing all this, is to get that pixie dust.
Of course. And you can fly. I can fly.
Holy crap.
That's what they sprayed on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
The Tilt-A-Whirl to beach. Make it go slippity slide. Wowee, man. That's crazy.
I kind of want to watch it. Just to see what the character looks like, just for a few minutes.
The special effects team, even just like the faces of meth meme, slowly give Tinkerbell decaying flesh and track marks on her arms, rotting teeth, and bags under the eyes.
Well, Peter Pan must be, you know, because what's his deal? I don't want to grow up.
The director says Peter Pan is not the villain, though. Peter Pan... Like the other boys are just brainwashed. They don't know any other way. This is the way America is now.
Peter Pan is 45.
That ain't brainwashing. That's just common damn sense.
He's 45 and balding, and he lives with Wendy and these other kids. Is that who it was, Wendy?
Yeah, Wendy was the babysitter.
Is that why on Three's Company, when Mr. Roper would talk about Jack, he would look like he was ringing a bell? Is that like Tinker Bell? Like, is that what that was?
Because the shorts were so short that that's the only thing he could think.
Yeah.
About Mr. Trippa.
I remember at first when I heard track marks, like the term, I thought that was like how Yankee said skid marks.
This guy's got track marks in
his drawers. Does anybody here have any track marks? I'm like, God bless. Do I? I don't know. I can't see.
That's why people don't moon people anymore, because, you know, we joke about it, but it might be true. You might catch somebody who, you know, is not as clean as they should be.
Yeah, especially if the windows aren't down, they streak up your window.
Oh, Lord.
Not good at all.
So dirty moon.
You roll it down, it goes down in the panels of the door.
Put that stuff away.
Yeah, get out of here with that. Paige, what is up in the plutch before we get into the FOF line?
I just want to warn you, if you do this all day, you're going to be more irritable. What are we talking about? You'll find out next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
That's a good question.
You probably already have done this.
I'm going to say accidentally pee yourself.
That's going to make you irritable, for sure.
You dribble more than a basketball player. That's what I'll say.
Oh, drive.
Oh, yeah.
Drive. If you drive all day, you're
going to be irritable. That's a good one. That's a good one, Steve.
I'll take that. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. I don't remember the drive, but I am here. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with this. A new study has found that people are more significantly more likely to feel irritable, angry, and annoyed if they do this during the day.
You said you've probably already done it.
Number two.
I was going to try to do this without my mind in the gutter. I'm going to say it's driving. If you drive all day, you are going to be completely stressed.
That's a good one.
Good answer. Good answer. Because, you know, driving can be really annoying.
Well, that's why they named that band Driving and Crying. Nobody was ever driving and smiling.
Driving and smacking.
Depends on where you're driving.
Liffing, laughing, loving.
12 in a row.
Slut life.
So, according to this study, they found that people are significantly more likely to feel irritable, angry, and annoyed if they consume social media.
Yeah, that'll do it. I mean, we just saw people argue about weather.
And you're wondering,
who
would invest time to study this? Well, I'll tell you.
Elion
DeVry.
Harvard Medical School collected this research on how often adults 18 and older use Instagram, TikTok, X, and Facebook. And then they compared people's social media use to how they scored on various mood tests. That's the factor.
Huh.
So those who said that they use social media most of the day scored 3 times higher on the irritability scale than those who said they never use social media. So therefore, that's where they came up with that conclusion. You get on social media, you're going to be in a bad mood.
You could easily segment that out too, to where
which people, ones cause the most?
Well, like people that gamble, you know, social media, you're checking so and so's not playing tonight, or
oh yeah,
you know, lips just got hurt.
The way we were during COVID with cryptos.
Yeah. Oh God, that's another one you can segment.
Coming in
by.
Here like bebopping in, it's like I ain't looked at it yet. What's don't look at it, man?
What's my Hawk 2 a coin?
Just don't look at it yet. Don't look at it yet.
don't do it. Like the financials.
Also,
that's another one.
I go bebopping into like X, you know. Uh-huh. Again, I know I mentioned this the other day, but the stuff that they throw right in your face is just like. You go in there, again, most people aren't going there looking to start a fight, but you see all this stuff and you like you find yourself caring about something you didn't care about before or the complete opposite of.
I knew as soon as New Orleans happened, that tragedy, as soon as I went on X.
I thought you were talking about we got fired.
Well, that one too. Hmm. As soon as I went on X and typed that in, I knew what was going to come up. I knew what was going to be, and I looked anyway. And there's just graphic resist. Video after graphic video of what happened.
Yeah.
It's just horrid.
Which is good and bad, I guess, you know, if you can handle it.
It's good and bad because they would always say on the news, we're not going to show this for some of the younger viewers that might be watching, but they ain't no kids should be on X. No.
None
should
of them.
Not. The availability of pornography on there is, oh, not just that, the violence.
Yeah, the violence.
And again, it's not, you know, I'm not saying censoring it. Because that's the stuff that a lot of people might should have been seeing on TV all along that would have maybe dampened this feeling and
reality of what
reality of things.
That's how it was way back then on the news. They'd show you like a dead body laying there. They, you know, whisk them away. Like you saw the violence.
I've seen enough of that stuff working in news that I don't ever want to see it, say it, or do it again.
Just the stuff that, you know, they show. And that was network news back then.
But you get on there and it's just like it's going to be a grocery store, a gas station fight. There's going to be something about racism. There's going to be something about sexuality, and then something about politics.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
So that's why we're all pessimistic and negative.
I'm telling you, dystopian is trending.
But then it exposes sides of places and people and things you never would have thought about. Like in my mind, San Francisco is like a nice place to go visit this, you know, sure, expensive, but when you get on X and look at what's really going on there.
Oh, the people that live on the streets?
Well, not only that, but the guy laying in the kiddie pool in the Pride Parade, letting people do, you know, things to him.
Yeah.
Grabbing, you know, naked people at the Pride Parade and cops just sitting there not doing anything about it. Plus, you know, how slummy some of the places were looking. And it's not just there, but it's like other places,
it's
too.
It's heartbreaking.
It's like, God, this is...
Well... People have used sexuality and religion, too, as ways to just... They take advantage of a system that's like, yes, this is everyone has a voice. But then they're like, okay, well, here's our voice. We like to get urinated on. Well, you already said we could do it now. We got to do it. And if you don't let us, suddenly you're not for everybody. And then you get canceled or we'll remove your state from maps. How about that?
There were so many people. The guy goes up to the cops and says, you're not going to do anything? And they're like, well, we're not going to enforce indecency today. They couldn't. There's just too many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stuck.
When is straight pride month, man? I'm beating the text before they come in. They will. Oh, Lord.
Well, I mean, if you want to open your mind and see what it's really like, that's, I guess you can get on there. But it's possible to have more of a positive experience online.
Maybe it don't affect the kids the same way. I'm thinking they do the games and all this stuff, and they're only worried about sharing what they're doing. Like as far as the Twitch and this, that, and the other. And, hey, look, here's me playing a game. Here's a clip.
Don't overindulge. And why do people have to be such bullies all the time?
Well, is it like...
call people out if you think that they're a little too fat or too this, too that. Everybody has an opinion.
Like my son will not watch news.
Good.
He doesn't consume it. He's like, I don't know why you'd want to watch anything negative. I'm like, because you want to know what's going on, damn it. That's
but for what reason?
I don't know. I feel like it's really, well, you know, I kind of grew up doing it too, so it was kind of, I felt like I was raised watching it, but I felt like that was the only gauge of, you know, of what was going on that I could really get.
Well, I think it's changed since you have more than four TV channels. People don't watch it that much, but it used to be on every night, you know, at certain times.
Like I like a general touch of here's what's happening, boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go down the rabbit hole of, you know, what really happens in Lebanon and places like that, you know, you can, in Gaza, you can do that. But I just felt like it was good to be aware of kind of what was.
But you watch. Haven't you said before 2 hours of news per day?
Yeah, like two and a half hours.
That's a lot of news. That's really over consuming.
Do you feel down afterwards? Like, you know, like downtrodden, just not very optimistic?
Not really, because I feel like that's some kind of like weird narcissism with it. Like, I can like disassociate from all of it. Like, well, it doesn't apply to me. It's not happening.
So you're just nosy.
I know, or pretty much. I like to be informed to know what's going on, but then it doesn't make me desensitized to what is happening. And that's what I think culture is. We don't care. It's not a big shooting unless there's like 20 people are dead, you know?
Yeah. The cycle.
But unless the guy was hot that shot him.
If one person dies, that's too many people that die, in my opinion. It doesn't matter how many, or if it's, you know, terrorist or whatever, still people die. Doesn't matter who commits the crime. It's still a terrible act.
That really divided people. You know, Brian Johnson, was that his name? That wasn't his name, was it? The guy that got shot. The guy Mangione killed.
It's so odd with that. They will, in any kind of news stories, or I actually saw an SNL sketch back, I think, around Christmas where they talked about it, and they just called him the CEO of United Healthcare.
I shouldn't know Mangione who he is. I shouldn't know his name.
Well, he's got one of those names. At first, it takes you back to your childhood with Luigi, and then Mangione, you know. We played that.
Yeah,
his music. Trumpet song yesterday.
Chuck.
Paige, if he said, hey girl, what's up? I got a conjugal visit. I imagine he would talk like that because, you know, he's from the area.
I've never even heard him.
Hey, Paige, you wanted to come over and have the conjugal visit?
I would not have a conjugal visit with him.
You wouldn't?
No, I would not.
You know what? There's a lot of women that would.
Sad. That could be a game show they could have on, like, Court TV.
God. It's like people identified with his act like it was some, you know.
Robin Hood.
Yeah, or like some like an analogy, or you know,
yeah,
of what they were going through, or like he killed somebody.
It was very like Joker-esque,
real weird.
What, like the movie, or
yes,
oh
yes, no, Impractical Jokers. He looked just like Hugh. All right,
you know, I'll agree with Big Round. I watched Joker 2. It was pretty good.
I told him it was not as bad as the critics said.
It ended perfect.
And I like the flashbacks that they did with it, too.
Yeah. Yep. I think people kind of missed the point of the movie.
He's a Joker. He's a clown. I mean, duh.
He's supposed to make people happy, but he doesn't.
He's part of the Nephilim.
Like, this stuff isn't really going on, you know. He's not really singing in the courtroom, this, that, and the other.
Yeah. It's in his mind.
Yep.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, man. People, it's like you're getting a glimpse into, you know, how he's thinking and who he is. And then the end.
Gaga turns out to be a, yeah.
How it ends is like, oh, okay, I see what you did. This is a bigger picture here.
I'm going to not say any more. I tend to spoil movies and things by accident. and it's almost
that was the greatest bit on the show, the Madman's movie review.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get a review.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much.
You tell everybody Han Solo got killed.
No, I didn't either. Remember that? I wrote it on Jeff Lewis Neal's birthday card. And I said, Jeff, I meant this from my heart. Read it. And it's the day the movie just came out, midnight the night before. I said, Jeff, read your card. And he just teleprompted it. He just read it aloud, and it was the ending of the movie.
Just like Ron Burgundy. Oh, yeah, it's so many people mad.
That was great. God, it was good. For us, not him. Fat Boy, what is up in the FOF line? I know you said that the guy's talking about stinky MFs earlier.
Oh, no.
We talk about this guy right here.
A lot of y'all stink. Nasty. You're f***ing disgusting. And I don't really give a shit about your life problems. Motherfuckers.
We played a game earlier in the show where we asked you to text in and guess who he was talking about, and I'm not reading any of them.
That guy, he's coming up way later, but we got grocery store issues from a shopper and from a cashier. You're going to get it from both sides. Like, what's going on in this grocery store?
Reminds me of last weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not too far off.
I was talking about getting it from both sides.
Oh.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.